It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, investigating the invisible. A conversation with psychic medium Holly Faust. Holly Faust is an expert in the paranormal with over 30 years of investigative experience. Her journey into the supernatural began as a child watching documentaries with her dad and hearing things no one else could. After the tragic death of her closest friend in 1994, Holly's quest for spiritual knowledge took off. A near-death experience at age 20 further solidified her connection to the other side. She's a researcher of occult symbols and spiritual beliefs for phantom detectives, an author, a psychic medium, a Reiki master, and esoteric minister. Holly's work spans some of the most haunted locations in the U.S., from Gettysburg to the West Virginia Penitentiary. She's had a remarkable life focused on teaching investigators the importance of spirituality in paranormal investigations, and her mission to aid those affected by hauntings. Today, a deep dive into the world of spirits, symbols, and the search for answers. A conversation with Holly Faust. So, Holly, thank you very much for taking the time to chat today. I came upon you through Joshua Chairs, who is with the Phantom Detectives, and they were on an episode here probably posted a few weeks back. I can't remember, maybe 3 or 4 weeks back. And he said, you need to talk to Holly. And I'm like, okay. So I look you up and I'm like, I do need to talk to Holly.
Yeah, Josh is my, I think he books me more than I book myself.
And I love it. It made me really happy. I love when somebody just reaches out and says, hey, you need to talk to this person. But this is really interesting to me because I've already decided you and I could do more than one episode, maybe 3 or 4, because you're an author, a psychic medium, paranormal investigator slash researcher. With the team, you are the occult symbol slash spiritual beliefs researcher.
Yep.
And then you also are a minister, a Reiki master, and a child advocate. And the child advocate is not for paranormal ghost children or anything. That's an actual child advocate. So I'm like, there are so many things you do. I'm not even sure where to start.
My favorite title of them all is Mammy or Grandma.
Oh,
just recently, you know, my grandson will be 2. So, yeah, that's my favorite title of them all. It used to be Mom, but it's something different happens when you have that first grandchild.
There's just so many different sides to you.
Now, I was a lifelong learner. My mom didn't know what to do with me. I had a very high IQ level as a child. I was also dyslexic, so we really struggled. But she would sit me down with encyclopedias because I read everything in the house. I read every book, everything, you know, so dictionaries and encyclopedias became, you know, the next things after I finished devouring every. I even read phone books as a child because I just needed to constantly absorb information.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's why I think that's why I've done so much, because I'm on a constant quest of knowledge. Because I have to know, like I always have the questions, but why?
And so it kind of, for you, different times of day, different days of the week, you have different hats on.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah, because I also help my husband run his own business.
So do you just keep a really good calendar? You're an expert in time management.
I have dry erase calendars in my kitchen that are stuck to the walls. I have my phone calendar. I have my Google calendar. I have, and you know, and then I take care of my elderly mother-in-law with dementia because she can't take care of herself anymore. So I do all of her healthcare. So yeah, I have to constantly. And that's why I tell people all the time, let me check to see what I'm doing that day, because I never know.
Now you were interested. Not only did you read a lot, but you're very interested in the paranormal at a really young age.
Yes.
Now, did you have some paranormal experiences as far as...
I did. The home that I grew up in was built in the mid to late 1800s, as far as we were able to trace back. And it was actually, and this is like awful, but it was a meeting hall for the KKK. Mm. It had an upstairs in the attic. It had a huge stage and all these, you know, things that were left behind from when it like had all these secret passageways that would lead to different areas of the building. It was a three family apartment. So the attic, though, only covered the only entrance to the attic was in our house. Everybody else had to come into our house to put things in the attic. But I remember my dad would not sleep on my mom's side of the bed, which was the side nearest to the attic door, because he would swear things were coming out of the attic to attack him. And so then we had a woman who had actually jumped out of the window in the upstairs and died. And yeah, there would be people that would talk about seeing her. My parents' closet, which had no electricity in it, would light up at night if you left the door open. Like there was electricity in there, but there wasn't. So from a very young age, my brother and sister were 10 and 12 when I was born. So they were a lot older. And always shared this stuff with me from a very young age, all the things that were happening in the house. So I became fascinated by it. You know, my mom wasn't thrilled that I was fascinated by it, because I also would hear things and see things that other people didn't. So she actually thought I was, you know, possessed and tried to get me taken care of by the church. So, you know, that was a very rough thing for a child, because so for a long time I stifled the things I saw and the things I heard because I was afraid of experiencing that whole thing again.
That's like punishment.
Yeah, it was. It was like I was being punished just because I knew things that other people didn't know. And, you know, I remember my grandmother that came here from Ireland, and she would talk about her one picture, and it was a picture of Jesus on the Mount. And when something bad was going to happen, it would talk to her. Everybody said she was crazy, but now I don't think, as an adult and knowing the things that I've seen and I've had happen, I don't think she was crazy. I think she was getting messages about things.
And maybe that what you have came from her.
Yep. That's what I think, because everybody would just write her off as crazy, where nowadays it's not viewed as much as being crazy. Some people still do, but for the most part, people are a lot more accepting of psychics and mediums now than they were back then.
And as a child too, because I grew up in a haunted house, I was scared of it. I was fascinated by it though. There's this weird relationship you have with it. I'm afraid of it because it's scary. I don't know when something's going to come walking out of the bathroom upstairs or walking up and down the stairs, and that's scary when you hear that. But at the same time, I still am drawn to it.
I could go into any haunted location out there, and it really doesn't affect me. Well, I shouldn't say it doesn't, because there are times it does, and I honestly say I get scared and I run. But going back home and trying to go into that attic, I could never do it right up until my mom moved out. Even when my mom was moving out, I'm like, I'll help you with everything on the first two floors, whatever's upstairs in that attic, you have to deal with on your own. Because I still, as an adult, have that fear of whatever it was that was in that attic.
So it seems like your psychic medium abilities probably started for you way back then.
Yeah, but I did stifle it. And it's so odd because of the date today, because my abilities came back this day, 23 years ago.
Oh, on 9/11.
Yes. My parish priest from growing up as a child was actually on one of the planes. And I grew up, I spent my summers in Hell's Kitchen in New York. So I had a lot of ties to that area. And, you know, I was a young mom, I had, you know, an almost 2-year-old and a 2-month-old. And so that the fear and everything, I don't know if I just let my inhibitions down or the walls that I had built up for so many years. But on that day, I just felt like my skin was burning off. I could smell smoke. I could smell burning flesh. I could, you know, I could hear the screaming and the crying and the pleading. And I was so overwhelmed with it that I actually ended up committing myself, thinking I was having a mental breakdown. And, you know, it took me a few years following that to actually understand that I was having what they call like a psychic breakthrough again.
That is fascinating to me. And I just remember so well, and it's so interesting of all days that we're talking today then.
I think there was a reason why my kid got sick last week.
I know, because we were supposed to do this a week ago.
Yep.
But that when 9/11 happened, you know, all of us remember exactly where we were when we heard and the feelings and the emotions. And there were so many emotions and this disbelief and this overwhelming sadness. And it was just so many emotions. So for someone like you, yes.
Yeah, you know. It was awful. I mean, my husband, the poor man did not know what to do with me because it took a month of in and out of, you know, the psychiatric unit here near our home before, you know, we finally decided this is something that we're just going to have to learn to deal with. Because like I would tell people, like people would be like, well, why are you here? Blah, because we had group therapy. And I would look at them and I say, I'm hearing dead people. They're like, what? I'm like, did you ever see that movie, The Sixth Sense? Well, instead of, you know, seeing them, I'm hearing them.
And then they're like, she's schizophrenic. She's hearing voices.
Yeah, well, and that's actually one of my diagnoses is paranoid schizophrenia. Although we know now that that's not what I have. I do have complex post-traumatic stress disorder, but I never had schizophrenia. I never had bipolar disorder. They were just all, you know, manifestations of what I was experiencing in my psyche at that time of having all these abilities coming back and rushing to the forefront.
And for you as well, you had another incident in your life that kind of puts you in two worlds, I think, because mm-hmm. you were in a really bad car accident.
Yes. Yes. I actually went head on through a windshield at about 65, 70 miles an hour.
And that changes who you are when you have a near-death experience.
Oh, I totally believe that. I do. And that was, it was a month before my 21st birthday. So I was 20. So it was a little 30 years ago because I'll be 50 this year. And so it'll be in November, it'll be 30 years. I don't know. Mine, I hear people talk about near-death experiences all the time, but mine was so different. Because I didn't know, like, I didn't see a bright light. I knew I was in an accident. I could see my car. I was sitting on the snowbank, looking at my car, crying, saying my dad's going to kill me because I just totaled my car that I just put a brand new transmission in. And it didn't even, like, none of that clicked that, you know, oh my God, I'm dead. I just had this old man come and sit next to me. And I just thought he was, you know, a passerby or something. And he said, you need to get back in the car. It's not time yet. You have things to do.
Wow. It's like, have you seen my car?
Right. And I'm like, my dad's going to kill you. No, no, your dad will be fine. Just get back in the car. You have things to do. And I'm like, whatever. And I remember coming to, and it was actually one of my friends from high school who was one of the first responders. And I'm like yelling, just open the door. I was just out sitting in a snowbank. And he's like, no, you weren't. You were just dead. And I will never forget those words, because as bad as that accident was, I should have been dead. I walked away with one little scratch on my finger from when I must have put my head up, because what happened, my seatbelt failed. So it threw me out the window. But then when I got out the window, it re-engaged the seatbelt and pulled me back in.
Oh.
So I did head on through the window. But this was also in the 90s. So you know how we all had that big, hard Aquanet hair?
Mm-hmm.
I was pulling glass out of my hair for 2 weeks after the surgery. After the accident, we were literally surgically removing glass from my hair.
My dad, the same thing. He went through a windshield and was pulling glass out of his head for months.
Yeah. Every time we turned around, like, you know, and I thought we had gotten it all. And it was just, but I left from the hospital that day.
Wow.
They rushed me to the trauma unit. They cleared me, everything. Well, of course, I had whiplash.
Yeah, and you had to felt brace. Pretty banged up.
Yeah, I was banged and bruised, but I wasn't. The only cut I had was on my one finger. It was just a small, superficial cut. It didn't even need stitches. And we don't know like how that happened. Like my dad said, if he had seen the car before he saw me, he would have thought he was coming to the hospital to identify a body.
Wow.
Because he listened to it all. My dad had a police scanner and it was a snowy day. And he heard it all happening on the scanner. And he, you know, he kept yelling for them, you know, get her out of the car. And he let my mom get ready for work. And when she came down, you know, to go to work, he told her, you can't go to work because Holly was in an accident. And you know, so he was listening to it all at home and knew it was me. But, like, I don't know how I walked away from that without, like, I have some problems with my neck and stuff now and my lower back, but no, I should not be here. And that's, I tell people that all the time. You know, I should not be alive right now. I had a heart attack at 39 where I coded on them 3 times. And so I said, there's something that I am meant to be doing. That is why I'm still here.
Obviously. Yeah, 100%
I just haven't found it yet, I guess. Because like I said, at 39, having a heart attack and surviving it when my husband's cousin was the same age and a lot better shape than I am, had one and dropped dead.
Mm.
So I just sit and, you know, I think I have, you know, something to do. And when I find out what it is, you know, then maybe it'll be my time.
And I have a feeling that you've already made some profound differences in people's lives. You're just not giving yourself the credit for it. Because I think, you know, we all think, oh, well, I'm going to cure cancer or something, when what you could be doing is helping people and changing their lives in ways you don't realize.
And that's my goal. That's what I want to do. I honestly, you know, having 2 kids with special needs and, you know, having been, you know, disabled myself, you know, I think it's very important to talk about those things.
Absolutely.
And to make people more aware of mindfulness and being kind.
And because Holly and I had a long conversation about that before we even hit record today, because I really agree. So I just know you've made a difference in people's lives and you will continue to do that. And that's why you're here.
That's what I feel a lot. You know, I say we struggle here, but my grandmother always told me our struggles here is to build us a better place when we move on beyond here. So that's what I look forward to, you know, that I'll get to rest in wherever I go after I leave here.
Now, what got you interested in starting to do paranormal investigations and research and joining a team? The Phantom Detectives, that's not the first team you've been on.
No, it's not. I actually joined my first team. I was 19. My best friend committed suicide. And And I was told because of who he was, yeah, he was homosexual, and because he committed suicide, he took his own life, that he would never go to heaven.
Oh my God.
At the time, I was very devoted to that aspect of my life. It was before I really went through this huge spiritual awakening. And I couldn't believe them. So, like, I remember as a kid, I lived not far from Pittston, PA, where the Smurl haunting happened. They called it Pennsylvania's Amityville. And I remember watching our local news that night and seeing Ed and Lorraine Warren on there talking about the supernatural and hauntings and the paranormal. And I became so fascinated by it that I devoured, you know, most of the stuff that they had out there about them. And so when all of this happened with my best friend, I said, but that doesn't make sense to me, because I was always taught, you know, God is a loving God and blah, blah, blah. This doesn't make sense to me. And people have to understand, you know, people get to a certain breaking point and that they look at it as a way to escape. And, you know, so that's really when I got involved with the paranormal, was trying to get answers about not only like, oh, did my best friend get to heaven, but what happens after we die? Because I was always questioning things. You know,
right.
I would have arguments with my parish priest telling him I didn't believe in purgatory because it's not in the Bible. You know, but that's who I was as a person. I wanted that proof. And it slowly became like an obsession with me, like not in a bad way, but I found through investigating and getting answers that I was able to help other people, you know, who were suffering and who were struggling, get the same answers, you know, that I was looking for. So that, I think, is what started my whole journey, was, you know, his death, but it's lasted for so long because I found a reason why I keep going in the field. I learn something new every day.
You know, I think we're all looking for answers. Maybe we'll never get them. But I think you also have to find the answers that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
As you know what I mean? If that doesn't sound crazy.
That's how I feel. I feel being interfaith, I believe that every person and every spiritual path has a piece. Like I liken it to like a gemstone. We all have a facet that when we come together, we're going to make something beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my belief. That's why I support people of all backgrounds, regardless of what their path is.
Now, do you find when you do investigations, does the psychic medium side of you come into play quite a bit there? Are you able to communicate sometimes?
Yes. I try to be so scientific. Honestly, I have tools. I have crystal pods. I have... you know, I have a seer pad. I have all these tools. I have a spirit box. And, you know, I want so much to rely on the science, but I find myself hearing someone talking to me. Like like one of the guys that I investigated with at one time had said I'm like a radio, because he said, I literally start playing with my ear and they know that's when I'm tuning in to whatever's in the building. And I never realized that before until I started looking back at old video and I see myself literally twisting my earlobe. And then all of a sudden I get a message. And so I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm my own spirit box. What can I say?
Exactly. That's exactly what you are.
Yeah. And yeah. So, I mean, I try. I worked at a mansion for a while out in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. And I really, really wanted to be all sciencey about it, but I had gotten so many things that happened. It was the first time I ever had a spirit like so-and-so jump me, where it literally started speaking through me and it wasn't my voice. We could actually hear it on the recording that it sounded like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was the scariest thing
ever. I was going to say, I don't think I'd be very comfortable with that.
But I kept going back because I became fascinated. And this is what happens with this particular location. You know, people become fascinated with it and they want to go back and they want to go back. And every time you go back, it's like you peel off another piece of the puzzle. And I think that's why I keep going back to places that I say I hate, because I want to know more. And I think that, you know, psychics and mediums were there not so much to prove to people that the paranormal exists, but more so to tell the stories of those people who are no longer here.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. I think that a lot of people who have passed yet are still here in spirit form, there's a reason, there's a story, mm-hmm. there's something that's not, that's tying them here.
Yep, 100%.
So they,
I mean, I've been to Gettysburg. It's so close to my house. It's like I say, most people want to go to Disneyland. I want to go to Gettysburg.
Oh, I do too. My sister and I want to go so bad. So
I'm actually going the end of the month again. I go a few times a year because it's only like a 2-hour drive. But I've been to the Jenny Wade house and I feel things there. But to me, it's not her. To me, it's the energy of what's like, because I was shot in that house. Ooh. And I knew nothing about the house. I had never been in there before. And we were in a room and it didn't even look like a kitchen, man. It just looked like a room with some shelving and, you know, animatronics and whatnot. And I literally said to someone, I wonder where she was shot. And I moved to a certain area. And the next thing I know, I'm on the ground. And my friend opened the door. And sure enough, that bullet hole lined up with exactly where I was standing. And that's what I think a lot of Gettysburg is residual. And I mean, I'm not saying there's not actual spirits, because there are, but there's also a lot of residual energy there that just keeps replaying over and mm-hmm. over and over again.
When you just think about the history of what's happened there, and it's so dark and deep yep. and complicated and emotional. There's everything.
Yep.
Now, when you go in to investigate a place like that or any place, especially with your abilities, would you rather not know some of the historical stuff before you go in?
Or I go in blind. I don't like knowing anything. Okay.
And then sometimes do you like to, once you've gone in and have an experience, then do a little research and see if it makes sense?
Yeah, I like to go in blind. Usually, like, I used to travel with a group of friends, and they would go in and do, like, the historical and, you know, talk to them about what things have been experienced there. But I would always stay away. I don't want to know, because I don't want to have any preconceived notions of anything when I go into a location. And then I have them to verify if something I'm feeling is right.
And what...
West Virginia Penitentiary would be an example. We went there, and I had never gone into the area where they kept people, like, in not so much solitary, but protective custody. And I knew that there had been a prisoner, like, well, I knew there was a lot of prisoners killed there, but we were literally walking along the cells. And as I got around the corner, all of a sudden I just collapsed and started crying and felt like I was being, like, harmed physically. And then found out that that was actually the cell of a prisoner named Red, who was actually killed in West Virginia Penitentiary in his cell. And so, yeah, and I didn't know that story at the time. And, you know, when I heard that, when someone said, oh, my God, that was Red's cell, I was just like, who's Red? And then they explained to me, and I was just, you know, it always shocks me, because sometimes I don't think, sometimes I think I overreact, but when you have those feelings, you're literally feeling it like the person felt it themselves.
Which I've talked to people who experienced that before, and I'm like, it's kind of would be a little bit scary in that you don't know if you're having a medical emergency, maybe, or if you're really experiencing something else. Because I would imagine that would feel so strange, some of the things that you experience.
Oh, yeah. And it's always scary. We went to another location in upstate New York. And, you know, I didn't know that the original building that was there had burnt to the ground with the wife and children in it, and that they moved another building there. They were talking about something in the one room. And then all of a sudden I had a leak. And when I left, I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't know what's wrong with me. And I just felt like I was on fire. That was the only way I could explain it. I felt like I was on fire. And one of the other girls came out of the building and said, by any chance, do you feel like you're on fire? And I'm like, yeah, how'd you know? Oh, well, so you know. And then they told me about how that wasn't the original building. And the original one had actually you know, ended up burning down, and that the only thing left from the original building were the rafters in the basement.
And you knew it.
Yeah, I knew it without even knowing it. And, you know, like, and it always shocks me because I think sometimes, oh, I'm going here. There can't be anything too bad that happened here. And then I uncovered something. Gettysburg. Someone was asking, we were at Saks Bridge, and someone was saying, well, where do you think the soldiers were killed? And I ended up walking to the center of the bridge. And I said, I don't know, but I feel like something happened, like, right here. And we had a historian with us, and she was like, oh, honey, no, no, the soldiers weren't killed here, but what you're feeling is the little girl that her mother drowned her for hearing voices.
No.
And so that was something that wasn't even related to the Civil War. It was, you know, years after the Civil War. But yeah, I was able to pick up on it.
Because that makes sense, like, for someone like you, I could, because it would change if you knew going into it that the original building had burned, people had died there, then you're kind of prepared for that. So then when that comes through, that wouldn't be so surprising. And I think we can all influence our own thoughts and experiences too, because now I'm expecting it.
Right.
But the way you do
it.
That's
why I go in blind, yeah, because I don't want to be expecting anything.
Do you ever just go like to the movies or go to Target or Home Depot or someplace and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wasn't expecting this, but something happened here.
Yes, exactly. I have. You know, we were, it was so weird because, you know, like I'll be out and, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that go up to someone and say, oh, so-and-so wants to talk to you, because they look at you really weird. But I'll get like things happen. And I'll be like, man, can't I just go to the grocery store without picking up on other people's crap? So I started learning how to block that because my son had abilities and he had become the king of blocking them. You know, he started simply with a note on his door that say no spirits allowed after 9 p.m. He was a kid, so that was the one thing that he could think of to do, you know, no spirits allowed after 9 p.m. And, you know, watching him and seeing how he truly, like, he doesn't have any experiences now. He's completely blocked it. He doesn't ever want to have experiences. And I'm okay with that. But, you know, made me realize if I didn't start doing that in my day-to-day life, then I was probably going to end up having a lot of mental health issues myself.
I could see that. And I think it would be hard to process things that are coming in. And, you know, do I want to stop that random person and tell them that their dad just told me something? There's a lot there.
I want to help people. Yeah. So, of course, when you get a message like that, you want to help. But then people look at you really weird. And, like, I used to watch, like, different, like, the Long Island Medium. And I swore up and down I wouldn't be that person because I don't want to hurt. You don't know, like, when you go up to someone, how they're going to react to hearing something like that.
Because it can be very new.
And I don't ever want to be a person to cause harm.
Yeah. And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Holly Faust. For more information, visit her website at hollyfaust.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, then you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. Or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No!